Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. So I've been telling you about how our state and city has been taken over by the left. And there's no doubt about it. Next to California, New York has passed Massachusetts and Illinois to become the most liberal state in the union. And that is because it is dominated by New York City, 8.5 million people here. Upstate New York's not particularly liberal, other than, you know, Buffalo and inner city, Rochester, things like that. But when you have 8.5 million people, wherever you are, that's going to dominate. Now, there is a report at a Columbia University Center on Poverty and Social Policy that puts the number of poor people in New York City at 2 million. Now, with the new migrants coming in here, that's probably close to 3 million now, okay? These are people who live below the poverty line. And I'm not disparaging them, so I don't want anybody accusing me of doing that. Poverty rate in New York City increased from 18% to 23% between 2021 and 22. We don't have the latest data. So poverty is growing in New York City. And the reason it's growing is because poor people are moving here for the entitlements, for the free stuff. This is where it is. It's not in Kentucky. It's not in Alabama or Texas or Florida or Oklahoma. The free stuff is here. That means subsidized housing, free food, free kid care, on and on and on and on. It's here, so pure people come here. They don't live any better than they lived in Guadalajara or wherever. It takes a while. Now, a number of poor people have given up. They're not even trying to get out of poverty. They've got their circumstance, and they're say, okay, that's it. That's what I'm going to have. But they want to keep what they have. And the Democratic Party is built around subsidizing poor Americans. Now, there are safety nets that both parties have voted for, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that. And we pay into those. And that's fine. But the Democratic Party wants to spend and spend and spend and spend and spend and spend and spend on entitlements, and the Republican Party does not. So the poor people, generally speaking, overwhelmingly vote for Democrats. And when you have 30% of any population being poor, the Democratic Party has a huge advantage. And that's what you're seeing. Seeing it in California, seeing it in New York. All right? So it's important that people understand what their environment is. Now, here is the terrible part of my analysis. In order to pay all the money to the poor, you have to take from the working class because there aren't enough wealthy people to take from. You can take from the rich, and they do, in the form of taxes and in fees and everything like that. There's no doubt they do, they being Albany and the city of New York. But the numbers are working people. So people struggling on 80,000, whatever, pay more and more and more taxes. My mother in Levittown could not have afforded to live in the little house where I grew up if I didn't subsidize her because of the property taxes in Nassau County. She would have had to move out if she didn't have me for a son. So when you break the back of working people to give to poor people, what are you really accomplishing? Self-reliance is the key to all of this. But you never hear about it. Ever hear about it. Even from conservatives, very rare. You can pull yourself out of poverty. I had zero money coming out of grad school. I had education. Zero money. Nothing. There you go. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.